listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Acts chapter 6 and talk to you about some good accusations. You'll see what I mean when I read to you these verses, Acts chapter 6, verses 11 through 14, where we read this. Then they secretly induced men to say, "We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and God." And they stirred up the people, the elders and the scribes, and they came upon him, seized him, and brought him to the council. They also set up false witnesses who said, "This man does not cease to speak blasphemous words against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the customs which Moses delivered to us." Now, it's never nice to be falsely accused, but there can be something good even in false accusations. We see this in Acts chapter 6, when Stephen, a newly recognized servant in the early church, was untruthfully charged. You see, Stephen boldly preached, and God did miraculous things through him. Acts chapter 6, verse 10 says that Stephen's opponents were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. They wanted to stop Stephen's message. So they secretly induced men to bring false charges. Now, normally, Luke wouldn't even know what they secretly induced men to say. Possibly, Luke found out because a man named Saul of Tarsus was among these opponents. Saul, who later became known as Paul the Apostle, may have told Luke all about this. Now, in doing this, they stirred up the people. The opponents of Stephen could do nothing against the followers of Jesus until popular opinion was on their side. Previously, persecution against the apostles was limited because popular opinion was with them. You'll find mentions to that in Acts chapter 2, verse 47, and Acts chapter 5, verse 26. But popular opinion is easily shaped. The crowds that loved the apostles here condemned Stephen. Therefore, we should never let popular opinion shape the vision or focus of the church, but instead let it rest on God's eternal word. When we look at the charges against Stephen, they all centered on the ideas that Stephen spoke against the God of Israel, Moses the law, and the temple. The accusations twisted truths that Stephen clearly taught, that Jesus was the Messiah, and that Jesus was greater than Moses. And in the specific accusations, we can see that Stephen clearly taught, again, number one, that Jesus was greater than Moses. That's why it says he spoke blasphemous words against Moses. We also see that Stephen taught that Jesus was God because they said that he spoke blasphemous words against God. We see that Stephen said that Jesus was greater than the temple. His accusers said that he spoke blasphemous words against this holy place. We see that Stephen taught that Jesus was the fulfillment of the law. They accused him of speaking blasphemous words against the law. And we also see that Stephen taught that Jesus was greater than their religious customs and traditions because they accused Stephen of saying that Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the customs. Now, please don't get me wrong. Stephen never taught against Moses and God. But his exaltation of Jesus was twisted by his enemies. Stephen never spoke blasphemous words against this holy place that is the temple, but he refused to make it an idol, as some Jewish people in that day did. Now, here's the good part. Many of these same false accusations were also made against Jesus. It's a good thing to be accused of the same things Jesus was accused of. You see, even if the accusations are false, you're in good company. So let's exalt Jesus today. And if we have to pay a price for doing so, then let it come. We can stand next to Stephen and countless others who have exalted Jesus and brought him glory.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.